Africa Week is very important for the United Nations because the Office of Special Advisor on Africa tends to use Africa Week as a platform to bring to the fore most of what Africans themselves are doing in the continent in terms of their development, in terms of creating an integrated continent, in terms of their trade inside the continent, in terms of creating a system where the institutions do work and work properly, in terms of having a continent at peace with itself and with the rest of the world. So basically, it's a platform for Africans to showcase what they are doing back home.
Tell us, what are some of the highlights? What are some of the themes of some of the meetings, for example?
Well, now, for instance, we are discussing with regards to the major aspect of the continental free trade area. As we all know, it's very, very important for Africans to be able to trade inside the continent because it takes quite a long time to trade. For instance, it's easier if you have to import any sort of material from, say, France to the car, than to have it from the car to Guinea-Bissau, that is only 1.5 hour flight. So that is clearly a barrier. We will be discussing clearly one of the most important aspects in the continent, that is Africa at peace with itself. There is an agenda that is called silencing the guns, because it's very interesting to note that by and large Africa do not produce guns, but there are lots of guns proliferating in the continent. That is clearly a source of destabilization, a source of conflict, and we don't want to have an Africa in conflict. We want to have an Africa at peace, an Africa without guns, because that is the main precondition for Africa development, for human rights, for an integration of more than half of the population in Africa that are women. That is the platform that will allow the young, that are the potential for development of Africa. I would say not the development of Africa tomorrow, but actually today.
And Mr. Cabral, finally, what does Africa Week hope to achieve?
Well, the outcome will be for the international community that are clearly our partners in this process to be very much aware and once again to show that Africans are doing what is required for their own development. They are not waiting for others to do things for themselves.
Mr. Cabral, thank you for speaking to United Nations Radio. Happy Africa Week.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Happy Africa Week for all of us.